Good morning. Game week, exciting for us to go through a dry run of our routine with the new players, the rookies, the free agents, and so far it's been very enjoyable.
Characteristic errors that surfaced in the first quarter. Do you process those any differently just because they're things that don't usually turn up? Kyle dropping a pass, Matt whiffing on the first play, those kind of things?
Not differently, Dan. We want to get them corrected, and of course we take note of them and want to work especially hard so they never happen again. So, but I don't think we look at it any differently.
Do you expect doing some game planning this week for San Francisco will change things up a little bit and just kind of the way that you look on Sunday night?
We do. We broke camp for Mankato, so we have more man hours to devote to game planning as coaches, and then we can present it to the players in a more organized form and try to give them a little insight as to what to expect once we get to September. So definitely we're treating it as a regular season routine this week.
Expect having Adrian in there will change up a few things that defenses are trying to do against you guys as well?
Hard to predict, hard to get inside their head. We always try to do our due diligence, but we're excited to have Adrian out there to get him acclimated to game speed and game contact.
Because it'll be a limited sample size with him, what are you looking for from him specifically in just a quick dry run preseason series or two?
Nothing that you wouldn't expect. We want him to do his job like we want the other 10 guys to do their job.
Out the guy has a big arm. What other areas in his game have you seen develop over the last year?
He's acquired a good knowledge of our system. He's really immersed himself in it. From day one, he's one of those guys you would refer to as a gym rat. Hard to get him out of the building. He's here working on his own. We have buckets that you can set up in the off season and throw into buckets for target practice and accuracy. He's always out here in this building doing that. And then he's always in the film room. So He really works at it. He's got the right attitude.
Did you ever needed to in a pinch in the regular season? Could Webb go back at quarterback? And, I mean, if you had a few injuries pile up, is he a possibility there anymore?
Wow, Tim, I mean, I'd say anything's possible. That's a lot of speculation here in the middle of August. But, I mean, Joe has played quarterback. Joe has played wide receiver. You know, we'd have to go to our contingency plans if we ever got into that state of affairs.
If you look at the cuts coming up, would that be a consideration?
Yeah, we're not looking at the cuts right now. At least I'm not. You know, I'm sure Rick and our head coach are. But right now we're really focused on putting together a game plan for San Francisco and getting through a week and having better performance than we did in Buffalo.
Do you expect Jarius to be available this week?
Still remains to be seen. He's going to try to do some things, I believe, today. Eric Sugarman could speak on that more than I could. But yeah, we're looking for him to get healthy, number one.
How do you think Ponder's chemistry with this new-look receiving corps is coming along?
Good. We've had a good camp. We've had a good OTAs. And we want that to transfer to the games. And we're looking for more turns at it this third preseason week. I think they've had a quarter and a half out there together. And we'll get another couple quarters and a half, see if we can get some more turns with everyone so we can be ready to go at Ford Field in September.
Big picture, what are your expectations for Jennings and what he can bring, that added dimension to the passing attack?
Well, he's been a fantastic player ever since he set foot in this league. And so we expect him to do his job, and we're trying to construct a lot of concepts that fit his strengths and fit our quarterback's strengths, our offensive line strengths, so we can be effective out there. So looking for production, which is kind of the bottom line.
Has he been everything you thought he would be so far in camp and just getting to know him, work with him up close after watching him from afar?
Oh, you bet. You bet. That and even more. Hard worker, like everyone in this league, very tough mentally, tough physically. So glad he's here.
What have you seen out of Baca and Bond on that offensive line? Those guys maybe kind of fighting for one of the last spots that would be available?
Yeah, both those guys have shown really well. Both of them. I think back to 2 years ago when Fusco was a young guy like that, drafted about the same time. They make their mistakes where you wish that they knew more than they did, but they're young. They're young players that are exerting a lot of effort, and we just got to keep working with them, which we will do, and hope that they improve and learn from the lessons that occur both on the practice field and in the games. But both of those guys, I think, have a chance.
Skill set-wise, how do they differ?
Well, one dude is huge. Travis is just a big man, and he can move really well. Jeff Bach is a little bit smaller, but both of them are very tenacious. We like the way that they finish to the whistle and impose their will on defensive linemen.
And tackle, Bond, or I'm sorry, Bond can play both guard and tackle, and Bach is a little more guard-centric.
Yep, and we've repped Baca there at center quite a bit in practice and in the games. Jeff does a great job. Jeff Davidson of moving those guys around and really cross-training them.
What about Brandon Keith? How has he looked after a year off?
He's looked really good. We're glad to have him as well. And he's played both right and left tackle and done a nice job for us. So, again, we're looking to accumulate more information on those guys both this week and then in the third and fourth preseason games.
Is he one of your leading candidates for that swing tackle?
He definitely is. You bet. Thank you.
All right, let's go.